So how did you know?
I was driving along, like the walk, and it's the 19th of 2022 regular city council meeting. The off-leash ride. Short private invocation, asking for God's blessing upon this city and also for wisdom as our city council makes its decisions tonight. And now, please join me in the pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
First item on our agenda is citizen input. Tonight, after that, yeah, we changed the order. This is a recommendation from Morgan. We have a couple of weeks ago. So is there anyone here who wants to address the city council? Yes, Jake?
Yes, I'm Jake, I'm a junior, I'm an activist, but it's maybe no problem, and also I'm a city member. There's two different issues I wanted to bring up. One is the audio from this mic recording onto live stream, and that live stream is very important. Second, I have addressed people as the school board member for the superintendent. Regarding the shooting with all these senses, and I had reached out to him in regards to what the school board is going to do as far as safety and premise staff and students that have the agenda that I can comment on as well. I do agree as far as the resource officer being at school, then that's something that needs to be done, that needs to have taken place many years ago. But I'm glad today that it became part of the decision. And thirdly, I just wanted to address the homelessness and the community level. I just want to know if there's any helpful resources other than the big general level that you can come to. I mean, it's just very short. As James Lee already stated in the video, that I'm standing for it. And lastly, I just wanted to address the city council that did inform James Lee regarding all this as far as that. As crime goes, graffiti goes, I did inform them more this weekend. And I just wanted to see if there's any more solutions that the city officials could do in regards to crime and graffiti that has been going on. It's been certain and it remains the last part of our meeting. And if there's any outlets as to what these juveniles can do to not let some graffiti as far as art form. As the police chief stated a couple months back regarding that part of that. I'm still looking forward to that. We did this a couple months but not to a year. But if that's already been said, it's gotta happen. It's gotta happen. This is not just your saying, let's just talk about it and have nothing done. I will see to it that it gets done. Now, whatever it takes to see that this gets done, so that it be less crime, less graffiti, and community will talk. And we all thank you.
Okay, so, as far as food, yes, the food bank, you're correct. That's a resource. You're allowed once a month, I believe. Okay. And then I know Adams County has, they are given an allocation of funding for temporary transitional housing through the Integrated Health Services. I know, that's a resource. As far as what resources take a response to your letter, if you can give it to council and myself, and I got really busy today, so I'll, I still find a response to that, too.
Okay.
I wanted to add also, we have a vote that just being talked about, and this is something that's been in place, these are contractual decisions that we make right now, so hopefully we have been a presence in our school for that.
Okay, so I'd like to move to item 1E, roll call, and Angel Maria or Bonnie potentially might make it, but I do motion to excuse those council members who are present.
I apologize for seeing this item on the agenda last minute. The city has, in the past, approved the facilities use agreement with the Barracuda swim team so that we can use our pool for practices and swimming. At this time, the contract has expired. The Barracuda swim team is eager to resume their practices and get their season started. So staff has met with the swim team and recommends that we include a three-year contract, a three-year agreement starting this beginning June 7th tomorrow through December 31st of 2025. And the Barracuda swim team will pay the city $3,500 each year for this contract. You have any questions?
So attachment A, it's supposed to have a needs and practice time. Is not included in here. Is it going to be pretty much the same as it has been the last several years?
Yeah, so like I said, I apologize. I just got this text today. I do have here an attachment. I didn't include it just because this contract is for 3 years and all I have is the duration for just this year. So I don't have all those dates yet.
But the practice and everything is pretty much the same, right?
Correct.
Yeah, this week they're going to practice in after school, just this week, and then next week they're going to go to them, they're switching to the morning. So that's what we're at. And normally, of course, for activity, we're looking at that this afternoon. Of course, for activity, usually post what that is, but since this is a 3 year agreement, we have no idea what it's going to be next year. But we will inform the council. In essence, it's a 4 to 6 this week in the afternoon, and then next week it starts at 6:30 to 8:30.
So I have June 7th
and back when I was with Barracuda, it's a few decades ago, and they sleep early and Coach Mo, she did not get her hit in the water.
Second, motion to adopt the resolution.
three items on the agenda, going to walk the council through some city business, and Phil, if you want to.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. The first item I'm going to bring to you is the school resource officer agreement. This is a renewal of our current agreement. Keeping in mind, we have two SROs in our schools, and one of them, one position, has been there approximately 7 years. One of them, the second, is in response to a public justice grant that's funded. So this agreement in front of you is a two-year agreement designed to expire at the same time as the other SRO that's funded by a grant, so we can combine the two from then on. What we, in this grant, we've discussed it with the school district. This grant, this MOU pays for or funds 50% of the SRO at the current salary. I've built in a 3% increase, our question council is voting to approve the
Is there a chance of going out for a grant to clear that up? Get some additional.
The grants are pretty weak funding, and if the answer is yes, we could probably achieve that. But the grant funding is $125,000 for basically a four-year position. So they assume that police officers make $30,000 a year or something like that, which is nowhere close to what they're actually costing us. I'm not sure that the school district would be willing to pay the 50%. So on the on the grant funding position, the school district is not only paying 50% of the cost to include the fourth year where there's no grant funding. If that it was council's desire, I would present that to Superintendent Perez and ask if they're interested.
Right now, to kind of push for it, the school district would have a hard time saying no right now.
Or it's a 2 year, and then we can leave and go back and have a session with the school district. I think money to approve in our local grant will be
I was just going to tell you she's on. Maria.
We'll also be bringing to council an annual MOU with the school district for SRO services. That's more of a policy document, and that's to comply with the state laws around SROs and rules within schools. There's been quite a bit of legislation on that.
How long will Maria be on? 6:11. Yeah. So 6:11. Councilwoman Maria is going to be a fellow. Okay, so now you're going to go to the next item, Chief?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
So the next item on the agenda is the MOU with the school district to fund the instruction for the class that we're teaching at high school already. Semester, actually next year, it'll be two out of the three semesters we'll be teaching this class. In this contract, the school district agreed to pay us $75 a day for instruction. I believe that's a rate that comes from the part-time position, funding for how long the class is. And this, we've taught that class for, I believe, this will be 4 years now. So this finishes out this school year and funds the next school year. They run on a fiscal year, so it would end in August. We generally bring about $8,500 to $8,300 in. That's what we brought in this last time.
$1,000 of that to go out to scholarships. So we awarded 4 scholarships of $1,000 apiece to graduating seniors this year. This is what funds it. And none of that goes into the department. It is just, you know, general fund, but you also fund that. So we would ask council to approve this in a way.
Motion to approve.
Normally we do 2,
yep.
And so then we have to get to 4, yeah.
Yep, no, that's great,
and I would hope that we can get 4 from now on because it means a lot for the kids, and my hope is it helps them on their journey to college.
I have a question there, and you want me over here?
Council, the final item that I have for you is we have a built-in UPS uninterrupted power supply that provides power to most of the electronics within our building should the power go out and the generator kick on. The hope is, in practice, that when the power goes off and it's switching, that this makes it seamless until we get onto the generator. What happens is we have a second UPS system that sits between the big UPS and our police radio system to give us about a half an hour of additional time if the generator fails to start and the normal UPS wears out. It did happen to us last year, so the generator failed to start and we lost all radio communication. So this failed just recently. We'd like to replace it. The cost is $4,800 approximately. We're asking that be funded from some of the remaining funds within the public safety tax money. And this will give us an additional half an hour above the half an hour that we believe our main UPS would provide. Rate for just the next years 2 and 3, or
37, not the 42.
The original operator.
The value is in the 37. And we screwed up. Not me, but if you say I did it, please. No, like, not like anyone. I mean, not everybody. He should have been at this price or higher in the original bid. Then he's super low, and now he's back higher again. And I explained that from the whole thing. Hey, how is he doing so low? Now he's realizing he's a little low. I'd like to go with 1 year. I'd like to set our solicitation up in, if we're going to offer multiple year contracts, the optional years, that they put their pricing down so council can make. And then if the job is done correctly, it's renewed for the next year. It's just like a multiple award task order contract in the federal government called the NAPOC. That's how I envisioned it when I first started saying, let's just do for a year. I thought a contract was similar to that, and it didn't. I investigated it, it didn't. So, you know, in the original one, that's the minimum that we screwed up. We should be staying in the green at that price. But at this instance, we should be, if we're asking for multiple years, we should get that commitment for you to that goal.
City can do it for $1,000 a year. After the first year, the city can do it for $1,000 a year. But we've had that but it's a fact. And it should be considered.
And I can't say that it's really a fact because we were presented the actual cost by the meter.
We don't present the actual cost.
Well, we were presented what the cost would be. According to the public
register. Here's the not actual cost. Here, you guys can come in the office, come up with cost.
Okay, so I need direction from the council.
They're growing like crazy.
Okay, you said off spring. RCW 42-31-10-E, to review the performance of a public employee, executive session, expect for the last 15 minutes, or asking to take it during this session. So, without a doubt, staff, please prepare the council chambers, and this is the meeting council.
This conference will now be recorded. Okay,
we're back in session. It's now at 6:43 p.m. And we're now moving to the
Most radiators, like myself, are getting super exciting part. Really exciting part to me.